Admiralty Floating Dock No. 22. Early history. Admiralty Floating Dock No. 22 was built by Chatham Naval Dockyard to a Clark Stanfield design with a lifting capacity of 2,750 tons, originally intended for the emergency docking of escort vessels and destroyers. She was launched from No. 8 Slip December 7, 1942. On completion, she was towed to Rosyth. AFD 22 was allocated to the Coastal Forces Training Base HMS St. Christopher at Fort William to provide on-site dry docking facilities for the large collection of small craft operated by the base. The dock was moored at Cork Park in Loch Linn, where the base maintenance facilities were located. Her first docking was the boom defence trawler HMT Mount Ard on August 30. HMS St. Christopher paid off in December 1944, but the dock remained on station. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. AFD 22 was allocated to serve with the East Indies Fleet, and it was intended that she be based at Durban, South Africa. Her crew thought they might be going to Australia. The dock left Cork Park to begin her long ocean voyage on July 27, 1945, under tow by the tug Enigma, a seagoing rescue tug. Disaster struck off the coast of Portugal during a violent storm, the tow parted and the dock was adrift in the main shipping lanes until the weather abated enough to re-establish the tow. She arrived at Gibraltar on August 12, 1945. Departing from Gibraltar on August 18, the dock narrowly missed second disaster while transiting the Bay of Tunis, where the tidal current sucked the dock into a minefield. The crew of the Enigma managed to navigate them out safely and arrived at Port Said on September 3. On September 6, the journey continued as the dock entered the Suez Canal. For this leg, an additional tug was attached astern. Passage down the Red Sea took 11 days. The party arrived at Aden on September 17, where she remained, moored to a buoy, for the next 2 weeks. By now her orders had changed. Her operational base was now to be Trincomalee, Ceylon, and the journey resumed on October 3. AFD 22 arrived at Trincomalee on October 26 after making a brief call at Colombo. Post-war. Vessels known to have been lifted by AFD 22 while at Trincomalee during 1946 include destroyer HMS Van Galen, docked on February 19, undocked March 6. Boom vessel HMS Barlin and tug HMS Empire Ruth, docked, not before March 12, undocked March 27. Destroyer HMS Van Galen, redocked on March 28, undocked April 12. Trawlers Magnolia and Farah, docked on April 16, undocked April 23. Frigate Loch Craggy, docked April 26, undocked April 29. Tugs Empire Barbara and Sophie were docked May 20, undocked May 30. Tug HMS Empire Jenny, docked May 30. Names and dates taken from the wartime diary of CMX 748295, Chief Shipwright Harry E. V. French. Return to the UK. At the start of 1947, AFD 22 was earmarked for return to the UK, and she departed Trincomalee undertow in early spring. She reached Port Said before being laid up to await an ongoing tow. This came along in late April when AFD 22 joined the ships of Operation Snow White, an unofficial name for a Bombay to Plymouth towing voyage for AFDs 26 and 35, bound for Malta. The convoy sailed from Port Said for Malta at 0430 on April 29. There were four separate tows. AFD 35 had been separated into two sections for passage through the canal, employing eight tugs and two escorts, HM frigates St. Austell Bay and Widemouth Bay. On May 8, the two sections of AFD-35 detached from the group to enter Grand Harbor, Malta, Snow White now reduced to two destroyers, two docks, AFDs 22 and 26, five tugs and one escort, continued to Gibraltar after the tugs had taken on fuel at Malta. History seemed to repeat itself on the next leg. A full easterly gale, gusting to force 11 at times, hit the small group of ships that blew for 48 hours. Both tows broke away, leaving the docks to drift until the weather moderated. Eventually the tows were re-established and the docks reached Gibraltar without further trouble. After some repairs, the group set out on the final leg on May 30, a third small floating dock, number unknown, joined them. More bad weather plagued them on and off for the next 12 days, one tow parted but this was quickly recovered. All ships arrived at Plymouth on June 10, 1947. After repairs it was intended that she should go to Sheerness, however, as before, this was changed and she was reallocated to Kames Bay, the island of Bute, to replace AFD-7. She arrived on station at the end of 1947 and was used primarily for docking submarines. Her first lift was HMS Artful on March 22, 1948. The last docking was HMS Scotsman on October 14, 1956. AFD-22 next moved to Falmouth, arriving on November 20, 1956, but moved again less than a year later on October 5, 1957, to Sheerness where she replaced AFD-12. AFD-22 made one final move on the 21st of September 1959, leaving Sheerness for Rosyth where she remained until 1981 when she was put up for disposal. She was bought by husband's shipyard and was taken to Southampton. She was sold on again in 1983 to the Italian company Cantierino, Augusta, Sicily. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015 www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.